Welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Jessica Wellington. This is Austin Walker. We have our guest host today.
Felicia Michaels. I'm Felicia Michaels.
This is Jason Tebow filling in for Felicia's taking her son to college, and she's crying.
That's crazy.
She's going to miss him. But you guys know what we do here at the Liars Club. We have two of our favorite comedians come on. They tell two stories each. One's true, one's a lie. Along with you guys on the YouTube, we try to figure out which is which. So chime in there, and Austin will read those for us. And we got Mike Evans in the booth over there.
Heyo.
Yep, he'll be chiming in from time to time. And Austin, do you want to introduce our guest?
I would love that. To my right, this gentleman next to me, you might have seen on True TV's Laugh Tracks or in the back of dangerous Uber drivers' cars. He's Mr. Deshaun Ross.
Yay!
Hello, hello, hello.
And the man across from him is a powerhouse of podcasting. You've seen him in outer space on The Church of What's
That's
Happening
true.
Now with Joey Diaz, which recently featured our own Jessica Wellington. Check that out
Congrats
after you get done with us. And he is the Christ killer himself, Mr. Lee Syatt.
The flying Jew.
I got something. Got to wear the same, basically same shirt, but it's That's two completely
thinking.
Different people. You're fucking in shape. Got, like, it's a cool green. My green came from Amazon.
Somebody picked it out for me, that's why.
See, yeah, you have people, you have girls picking out clothes for you.
No, I was going to say, you guys look like the color wheel.
Yeah, really, like Benetton. It's a Benetton commercial with these guys.
That's hysterical.
Do we want to do any chit-chat in the beginning? How you guys been doing? Apparently, Lee and I are going to be getting married.
I was going to say, we definitely need to bring that up.
How does this unfold?
There's been a love connection.
There's been a matrimony planned on The Church of What's Happening Now.
When Joey decides something, it just happens.
Yeah, and I'm in it. I'm here for
Listen,
it.
Listen, Kaka.
Pretty much.
You're going to marry each other. Only take a bite off of the ear of this gummy bear. One time he told me that. Only take a bite off of the ear of this gummy bear.
Yeah, that's what he
told
me.
That's how much pot was in it.
Who's that talented? to take just the ear off.
Yeah, yeah.
First, oh, it's a big gummy bear.
Oh, okay.
But still, you're like, how much pot is in this goddamn thing?
A lot.
And it just pops it like it's a fucking Altoid.
And the thing that gets me is you can't really regulate how it is evenly dispersed in the bear.
And each one's different.
Right.
Because, I mean, this is...
That's why edibles scare me.
Yeah.
Well,
what
now
if you
the,
eat
now
a leg
If you hand me a joint, I know how many hits I can take until I gotta go, like, time out.
But edibles
You
are
give me an edible,
now.
I don't know what the... I could be fucked up for the next 2 days, or I could be like, I don't feel anything.
Now you'd be okay now, because now they're all like 10 milligram squares, and
I like the edibles.
Kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I do like edibles.
Yeah. Do you?
Because I've been told I don't inhale properly.
Oh, yeah, I do the same thing.
What does that mean? Wait, what does
that
mean?
I can't take bites.
No, I've tried. I don't get high when I smoke because I don't inhale. I just...
It's like a cigar for you.
Have you already smoked? You're not a big, like, pot person.
No.
Yeah.
So I have to eat it.
Look how happy he is. He's not a pot person.
It's easier that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
You know what? There's no technique.
His life is good. His shirt's iron. You look like you woke up in that dumpster.
I just did.
I didn't mean to insult your fucking fiance. I'm sorry.
I know this is my future husband.
Yeah, come on, man.
God.
So wait, let's get back to this.
Yeah, how did you guys hook up?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were on the church, and, you know, Joey, he is the minister, so whenever he decides, we're going to get married, I guess.
So in the middle of the podcast, he's like, wait a minute, cocksucker, I'm sensing some connection
like,
here.
What happened?
I mean, he said it in a lot more, like, pornographic.
Yeah. No, he said it before the podcast. He was going to be a few minutes late. He's like, I'm going to be late so you and Jessica can have some alone time. I'm like, I don't think we need alone time.
Listen to me, Flying Jew. You eat her ass like there's no tomorrow.
She just had a tooth removed.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
That was the day just before that podcast.
The
like,
last
literally.
Podcast we did.
Yeah.
You
well,
were
Monday.
You were crazy last Friday.
Monday, right before his the podcast, I had just gotten a tooth pulled.
Joey said, she's good and numbed up. Just go for it.
That's word for word. Were you there?
She's out of teeth. She's out of teeth, cocksucker. That's a gummy bear.
Oh, it was really
no
fun,
teeth,
though.
It's amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
Really
it was great. It was great to have you.
Let's get started.
That? I was wondering what you've been sipping on.
Let's do it. Just ginger ale.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Just ginger ale my ass.
With a whole bunch of whiskey, idiots. who wants to go first? I feel like there should be like a paper, scissors, rock, or
rock,
a
paper,
coin
scissors.
Flip or something. Because every time I've done this, no one really knows, and there should be some sort of
thing.
Well,
I think we should just let Lee do it, because he has done it before we had video.
Oh,
he's done the podcast.
Seniority. Okay.
I was going to go the opposite way. I was going to say, since I've already gone, I was going to have Deshaun go. But...
No,
you're the host. I'll
do
whatever
you say. Standard.
All right. I was just going to ask you if I should tell the true one or the the lie first, but that
would defeat the whole purpose of the entire show.
See, this is what happens when you eat a lot of edibles. Like,
but remember, we go back and forth. So you're going to tell one, he's going to tell one,
right.
one.
Yeah. Okay.
And then just so you know, you've never done this before, right?
Nope.
You can ask questions, too. Like, okay. In the middle of a story, he could say something, you're like, wait, what year did you not have a cell phone yet?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so you're participating, too.
Because you're going to vote.
He's going to guess on your shit. You're going to guess on his shit. So you're also a part of the host, just like anybody else is online. So please ask questions and participate. If you're watching online, don't waste your time. Ask questions, including my mom.
Hi, Mrs. Tebow. Okay. So it's funny we're talking about Joey. It was the night that I met Joey. Or one of the first nights. It might not have been the first, because when we first started, when we met on Facebook, we met at the old HaHa in North Hollywood.
Yep. Yeah. Lancashire.
And we would just talk. And like, we'd talk about, like, he would tell me about comedy or, like the ideas that we had and stuff like that. And one night, he would go up last. He'd go up last on, I don't even know, it was like 10:30, something like that.
It was a late show.
Right. So we'd hang out, and we were sitting outside. They used to have these tables and chairs right outside the front door.
Yep.
And we were sitting there, and this woman walks up, and she has bandages all over her, like not all over, but like wrapped around her head with like a big one and like her arm in a sling.
What time of night is this?
Like 11-ish maybe.
Okay. What day of the week?
Weekday, I'm not sure.
Okay, Wednesday at 11, okay.
Yeah.
And she just starts.
Were you just being racist and it was like a Sikh woman with a broken arm?
No, it was a white woman.
Okay.
How old is she?
Mid-30s.
Okay. Younger than I thought.
Mid-30s? Who knows? I'm not
good. Like an 80-year-old.
I imagined older.
And I was like a white Boon Chocolat. Mm. Yeah.
You have to like also take into account that when I first met Joey, I was like, I'm dorky and nerdy and nervous
what?
Now.
Like, oh, my God.
I know. What a shock. I'm going to just call you Felicia.
That story's true.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What year was this?
2011 or yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was probably 2011.
Okay.
But before, like, I was like 100 times nerdier. Like, and scared of women almost.
So you got cool between then and now.
Cooler.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Or just more comfortable. I don't know if I'm cool.
Sure, sure. You were socially awkward.
Yeah.
And now you're more comfortable in social situations.
Yeah, like, sure.
Yes.
I'm still pretty
awkward. He still doesn't open his eyes. I think that helps. No eye contact.
No one, yeah, yeah. If I can't see you, you're not here. So we're talking. She's talking about, like just crazy person stuff. That, like, now I recognize it. She's like, well, they didn't let me out of the hospital, so I escaped. And the doctors don't know what they're talking about. And suddenly, like, and Joey does this, if you know Joey, suddenly he was just gone. Like, because he lived around the corner from there. Mm. And so we were all
talking.
Oh,
he's out of his chair. Not
yeah.
He's disconnected, but you're like, you look at and he's like,
just
actually
out of
ghost.
Yeah.
He ghosted. He ghosted. Okay.
He might have said goodbye, but it felt like suddenly he was just gone. And she starts talking to me about, like, we could get a hotel room. And I'm like, this LA is fucking awesome.
What hotels?
You're
going to
fuck a
house?
Mummy? That bandage is
on.
You couldn't wait. This woman was like, I just escaped.
It had been a while, but she was.
I imagine.
You son of a bitch. Felicia. Felicia's mean this time. So we're talking, and she's like, what movies do you like? And she looked kind of crazy, so in my head I said that my roommates are home. I can't bring you home. I just didn't want her to come to my house.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we could get a hotel, this and that. And right down the street is a bar called Skinny's.
Yes.
So we went there, and she grabbed my hand really hard as we were walking there. Like, too hard. And she got a white wine, and
I got...
to
get used to that if we're going to be together.
I know. You break my arm.
You used a lot of shit, bitch.
Too hard.
So, and then we're drinking and talking. She had a white wine, and I had, like, a beer. I don't even... That's how nervous I was. I don't drink beer. And
what
so
do you
she,
drink?
At that point...
Kool-Aid.
I've never heard of somebody to their drink. Like, I know what I drink.
Well, see, I don't drink that much. Now it's different. Now I drink Makers and Diet. Back then, I was probably drinking, like, cider. Tequila. That's what... If I was going to get drunk, it'd be tequila. Okay. But I wasn't drinking tequila. And we're not dancing, but, like, on the dance floor. And she kisses me, and I was like, this is fucking...
Hold on now. You're on the dance floor. She's got a broken arm. How did she lean in to kiss you?
And bandages on her head.
Yeah, she had a bandage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica's getting jealous. Look out.
I'm sorry. It was before I knew you, Jessica. I promise.
Good point. Good point. Good point.
What do you like? What do you mean?
I mean, that had to have been an awkward.
Without, like the bandage on her head, interaction, and arms and all that.
Yeah, it looks like you're making awkward. Out with a mummy on the dance floor.
Yeah, the whole thing was awkward. It wasn't a make out. It was like a peck almost. Right. And then she goes, "So do we have a deal?" And I'm like, "What the fuck do you mean? Do we have a deal?"
I see where this goes.
And money.
She, yeah. Hooker. And she's like, "Yeah." So it turns out she's like, "For $500, I'll make you feel like the sexiest man alive."
$500, and she's broke.
$500 and broken.
Yeah.
And broken.
Yeah. That, uh-uh.
So I. This,
if this was a movie, they would call it The Hurt Hooker.
If you spent $500, we'd be thoroughly upset.
So I don't know why I did this. That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Felicia. So I pecked her on. I don't know why I did this, but I gave her another kiss. I said, "I don't pay for it." And I left in such a hurry that I...
You kissed her back like smooth and was like, "I don't pay for it."
Yeah, pretty much. And then I forgot that I had given my credit card for like as a tab. And I just had to go back the next day because I ran away from it.
Did she put anything? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she what?
Did she run up
jack
tab?
Up your card?
No. Yeah. Thank God. No.
So you kissed prostitute lips twice in the same
night. I didn't think about it like that. That's
We've all been there. Everybody calm down.
Once.
I've been tested since, so I'm fine.
That don't mean anything.
I hope it does. I get nervous about it. I get tested immediately after every time.
I mean, a lot of that sounds like that is, I would think something like that would happen to Lisa. And I could see Joey Diaz being like, "I'm out of here. I smell a prostitute when I smell one."
The only thing that really smells fishy to me is at the end when he's like, kisses her and is like, "I don't pay for it." That's too smooth for Lee.
I know.
But he was also willing. He seemed willing to maybe even pay for it. You were going to pay for a hotel.
Yeah.
If you walk down Lancashire, there's a lot of prostitutes down there that you wouldn't think are prostitutes all the time. So.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. And why didn't you ask her more about like what happened to her?
Yeah.
What about her injuries?
Did you tell us?
She was to be honest with you, it was like 8 years ago, so I don't exactly remember the full conversation. I remember, "I'll make you feel like the sexiest man alive." I remember the bandages. I remember like the kind of the conversation, but I just remember that she had bandages in her arm in a sling, and she was like upset about the hot. She was upset about a lot of stuff.
And also, like, how good can you fuck when you have a broken arm and bandages on your head, and you're like, "I still will fuck the lights out." You're like, "Wow,
she must have been amazing.
Like to see you on an on day."
Maybe that's how she ended up in the hospital. I don't know, but
I mean, $500 is steep as is.
That's a lot for a prostitute,
right?
Is it really?
And then like her being not tip top
shape,
yeah. And being the way she was, asking
she should have
still.
A discount. Like,
she should
like,
have
yeah.
a
discount.
Yeah.
Prorate that.
That's like renting
pro-rate
a car
that.
And like the
I should get her on
flat.
The phone right now. I don't. I feel like I got gypped. Thank God I didn't do it.
It's like, when you buy like a electronic or whatever, instead of buying the new one, you're like, "Let me see if they got any
refurbished."
She's refurbished.
Refurbished pussy.
She's an iPhone 7.
Right.
See, a 6 plus.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the screen was cracked a little bit. Yeah.
Just
did
a
anybody
6 minus.
Say anything online?
We do have a hashtag trending online. Hashtag Jess Syatt forever. So.
Oh wow.
Get the t-shirts made. Start planning the wedding.
Check out our.
You guys should be on that show, Unhappily Ever After.
Or 90 Day Fiance would be good. That's
love
a
that.
Hell, yeah.
But
love
one
that.
Of us would have to be an immigrant.
Oh, we could definitely.
No,
pass off Lee as an immigrant.
Married at first sight. That's what you could do.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Can we get an Amazon wish list going?
I actually feel like this is more of a Dateline episode about to unfold, but I hear you.
Promo Motion wants to know if any Stars of Death were consumed before you met the Bride of the Moment.
Not that night. That was like right at the, like, I think at the most I probably done with Joey is like bong hits. And this is kind of a side story. The reason I have bronchitis now is because he had this little tiny like bong on his desk. And we would smoke a little bit. And like we were talking before, I'm not good at bong hits. So, like,
you would inhale water?
No, I didn't get that bad. But, like, it was like we had done it a couple times. And I was feeling, like, good about myself. And he
how dare you.
You knew it was all going to go bad.
Unbeknownst to me,
that's a kiss of death.
He put hash in it at a certain point and then covered it with weed. So I took a regular weed hit. And for those of you who don't know, what hash is kind of, it's like the weed condensed.
Times
10. Super concentrated.
Yeah, it's super concentrated.
Weed times 10.
So I couldn't stop coughing. Like those red lights, my face was that red. And they took me to get fried chicken. I just kind of sat there. Him and his wife was like, "We have to help him."
Fried chicken cured your bronchitis?
No, it didn't. But I was just so high and coughing so bad that now that's why I get bronchitis.
Buddy C. Buddy wants to know just how druggy was this chick, and if you don't get more details, he's not buying this story.
See, it's weird because back then I was such a a nerdy guy. Like I didn't like looking back now, I wouldn't have let it get that far. She didn't seem. Yeah. She didn't have like scabs on her face. She didn't. She just seemed kind of crazy. She probably did something. She probably drank too. She didn't smell like booze. She kind of had it some other than the bandages and the craziness. She had it somewhat together, but she probably did something.
Was she twitchy?
What would the scars on the face have done? You said if she had scars.
If she had like meth like picking at her face.
Oh, yeah, geeker sores.
You were looking for signs for like a drug addict.
I wasn't, but now he's asking, I'm thinking about it.
What was she wearing?
Just something normal.
What was her foot attire? Someone like that.
Taken notes.
Yeah.
Had you known, 8 years later, you'd be doing a podcast.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Like it didn't look like she just got out. It didn't look like she escaped from the hospital. She wasn't wearing a gown or anything.
Gotcha.
But she was wearing but she also wasn't wearing going out clothes. She wasn't trying to be a hot girl. Like that's why when she sat down, we just thought she was like a random person who just wanted to chat.
Right. Mm.
So that's why I didn't even think that this could be a hooker.
Ken Lofgren's made up his mind. He's calling this one a lie.
Who is
already?
Ken Lofgren, who's often
Fuck
wrong.
You, Ken Lofgren.
He hears that a lot. He gets that all the time.
Mostly from his wife.
Is he married?
I don't think so.
They actually met this guy.
He's coming to see us in Portland.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I give you a little teaser? My next story also has to do with a prostitute.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
All right,
and a bounce check.
Oh, Felicia's on fire tonight.
All right, on that note.
Okay, that's a good story. Story one, good. Locked it in, and we'll go story one here.
All right. So this was this was some years ago. This is when I was in college.
Where'd you go to college?
Cal State Fullerton.
Okay.
So I meet this chick at the JC down the street, FJC. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let's go to the movies. I'm young. I don't know no better. She's like, well, meet me at my house. I'll drive. She's like,
you don't know any. What's wrong with saying going to the movies?
I wouldn't do that nowadays. That's retarded. On the first date, first of all, have you seen the price of movies now? That's dumb. Because what if I don't like you?
I asked a girl to go see a movie the other day, and she hashtagged me too. It was Schindler's Fist in my defense, but...
Lee's like, shit, I got to start rewriting me and Jessica's
What movie
first
was it you were going to see? Do you remember the movie?
Kings of Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
And she was like, no. She was real, adamant that she could not meet me at my house. Can't meet me at the house. I'm like, all right. Like, whatever. So we'll just meet at the movie theater. So we get there a little early. And then
she couldn't meet you at your house or her house?
No, so you decided just both meet at the theater.
Yeah, we're going to meet at the movie theater.
All right.
And so when we get there, she was like, before we go in, I got to tell you why I didn't want to meet you at your house. And she's like, I've had problems with dudes in the past. I'm like, oh, like what? She's like, well, I've been knocked out before. So I'm immediately concerned.
Why? What is this? What is it? You guys come in here looking the same, and you both have beat up women in your stories right now.
But you have to be in your head at this point in time, like, this chick also talks out of turn a lot.
Yeah. So she gets it.
Felicia's on fire.
Yeah, I was going to say, Felicia's taking a darker turn than normal.
About her knockout stories.
Jesus.
Stories.
Yes. There was five of them.
Jesus Christ.
Not just hit, but knocked out.
No, she got put to sleep five different times.
Learn to make a sandwich, woman, right, guys?
I don't remember in which order which one came, but this is what she tells me. So she's like, the first time I was knocked out, I was like, first time?
Oh, see, I would do the same.
Yeah. I'm like, you've been knocked out a lot. So she goes, I'm in the car. We're parked. I'm with my sister. I'm driving. My sister's in the shotgun seat. My sister.
You took your sister to the movie with you with this girl?
No, that's her story.
No, this is
this
her
how
story.
She got knocked out the first time. She's in a car
she's
with her
telling
sister.
Telling me the story.
I'm sorry.
So like some while back, she's sitting with her sister in her car. She's driving. Her sister's the shotgun seat. The sister's arguing with the sister's boyfriend. They're having an argument. She said, I don't like the way he's arguing and yelling at my sister. So she got out the car, ran around the car, turned around, punched him in the face. He turns, punches her. She hits the car next to them, and she blacks out. And she goes, you know what woke me up? I was like, what? She goes, him stomping me. I laughed a little bit right then. So I was like, wow, that's rude.
just to check, this is the white woman?
She was other. I don't really know what she was. Other.
Okay.
Which way would you lean? Like Asian, Puerto Rican, mixed?
like a black Mexican Filipino. She was.
Where'd you pick this girl up at?
I'm just wondering what ethnic. I'm just wondering what ethnic people can't take a punch very well.
I thought you said the JCC.
Like
a girl in the Jewish community.
So she gets knocked out. Dude stomps her awake.
Oh my God!
Was kicking her that many times. I guess that she finally woke up. I was like, "No, that's real disrespectful."
And you would think right there, lesson learned. But no, she gets knocked out again.
And then she goes, "Well, this before she told me she was like, yeah, that was the first time I got knocked out." I was like, "Dang, that's great, first time." She goes, "Yeah, the next time." I'm like, "You have another one?" She's like, "Yeah." So the next time I got knocked out, me and this dude was living together. I come home from work. There's two girls sitting on the couch, and everybody just sitting there laughing. A key. And I remember she said a key. And she was like, key. And I liked the way they was laughing. So I walked over to him, punched him in his face. And then he turned around, punched me right back in the face, and knocked me out in front of the girls. And I was like, two stories, two punches in the face.
Yeah. Bad chin.
DJ Penn.
Sorry, whatever.
Yes.
She was like, the next time I got, I was like, God dang. At this point, I don't even want to go see the movie.
Now you've already missed the trailers.
Yeah. She probably going to get knocked out at the end of the date, I'm thinking, too. So I'm like, all right. So number three was, she was like, she was living with another dude. She came in the house. He told her to clean the kitchen. She didn't like the way he said it. Again, she punched him in the face. This one didn't punch her back, though. He choked her out. He choked her to sleep. And I was like, wow. Like, how do you keep...
He told her to clean the kitchen.
She didn't like the way he said it. Punched him in his face.
Why does she keep punching people?
That was my next question.
Why is the kitchen unclean?
Then she got mad at me. You taking their sides? All men do that. I was like, I just wonder why you keep punching people. Because it's the third time you've been knocked out. Maybe you stop punching people in the
work
face.
Work on blocking and head movement or something.
Yeah, head movement, great. Yeah.
Punch and run, bitch.
And now, at this point in time, you're in the parking lot, and you're like, if I hear one more knockout story, there's going to be another one.
Yeah, because now I'm thinking, I got to end this date, because I can't be the sixth knockout story. Because I don't want to go to jail. I'm not really built for jail. So she tells me the last two. The last one was funny. The fourth one was not that funny. It was just a punch in the face. But the fourth or fifth, how she told it, though, she was like, they was on a date. It was going good. They were at a restaurant, right?
And then we start talking about dirty kitchens.
She saw the bill. She didn't like the way he tipped. Mind you, we're only like 18,
punch him in the face. Let me guess,
she needs to learn how to use her words.
She said, I don't like the way you tip. He said, don't worry about it. You didn't pay for anything anyways. I didn't like the way he said it. I threw my drink in his face, spit in his face. She said, I thought it was better than punching because I've been knocked out four times. So when she spit in his face, he reached over the table in public and knocked her out. And then he ran out.
I don't even know what to...
Do you remember this girl's first name?
Neither one of her names. I just remember like first or last.
Actually, the person in the control room knows that Michael back there. He said it's Ronda Lousy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wonderful.
And that was that. I think
Ronda Lousy chin.
It was that movie theater, like right up there, like in Irvine, the Spectrum, I think it's called.
Spectrum. Yeah. Way over there. Yeah. Where the improv is.
Yep.
Yeah, I like how you did that. I think that's a lie. You're like, it's that movie theater. What is that one?
No, because every time
that one that has that building, you're like, Fox Hills Mall. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Sure, Fox is mom.
Clarify one thing for me. Okay. So this is the girl's sister that got domestically abused, basically, or the girl that got domestically abused. She's telling you about it.
No, the girl that telling me was the one who was being abused the whole time. Then she didn't like because she was in the
car. That was just knockout one.
Her sister was just a small part in knockout one.
Her sister was in a domestic.
So your girl was the one that got knocked out. The sister was just a part of the first.
Yeah, she was kind
of
like a catalyst.
Gotcha.
The knockout.
Because I haven't seen you play this game yet, and that's a crazy jump off story. So I think I'm just gonna wait to hear your second story and then really think about it. But the only question I have is, you don't have her number, do you?
No, this is many, many moons ago.
Here's my question. At what knockout did you be like, okay, I can't? Like, after what knockout one, were you like, yeah, we could still go on a date, I guess?
Number three.
Number three was
because
the one?
It was three in a row that she just kept punching men in the face. Yeah. I was like, she has a pattern here.
I am too pretty for this.
Just my thing, I was like, the common denominator is you punching people in the face.
Seems to be.
Men shouldn't be hitting women. I said, I get that, but you should stop punching them in the face, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if you hit him in the chest, he might act differently. Because if you hit him right here, your eyes going to water immediately.
Or kick him in his plums.
That right. Probably
like, use your words. She didn't use her words in any of these.
Well, the
she
last
just went
one,
straight
she spit
to...
at the dude and threw some water, so I felt like she kind of felt
like... spit first, then water. I'm like, thank you for getting the spit off my face.
Like, I'm sorry, but I don't think that you've tipped enough here. Yeah. Like, you start
what
with that.
What did you tip? What was the tab and
no,
what
no,
was
it
the tip?
This was the knockout story. Remember, he...
Oh, it wasn't... Oh, that wasn't even you.
I didn't even care at that point, because I was like, who... I was kind of like him, like, who cares? You didn't pay.
She's like... Who tipped 11%?
Yeah.
Punch.
So did you have to drive her home?
No. Remember, we rode separately.
No, oh, she takes an ambulance every night.
Hostetter said, what was her hairstyle? Was it a bob and weave? Buddy C. Buddy wants to know, did she have all of her teeth?
Yes.
They weren't real.
Who was the guy?
They might not have been real.
Who was the gentleman that I was lying?
I'll say, Ken Lofgren says, this is so detailed, I'm believing it. And also said
come
the best
on, Ken.
Host. So I guess referring to teeth.
Yeah, but this is also like the comedy rules of three. So he told us three stories.
But we haven't even heard his other story. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, this is so out there for a first story of a first-time guest that you're like, shit. I mean,
he's stepping out strong.
Yeah.
And it's weird how similar these stories are. She probably was a prostitute.
I was gonna say his was.
Oh, we got another
story.
Prostitute story coming to.
Oh yeah, we do have. Is it my turn again?
Yeah. Okay. Great story. Great story. We'll see what your next one is. And here comes hooker story number two out of 12.
Yep. No, it's weird because as I was thinking about it, I was like, I do have a few hooker stories. All right. So it was the first time that I ever went on the road with Joey. I wasn't nowhere near doing stand up.
Where are you going?
San Jose Improv.
Okay.
You were just riding along.
Yeah, we had started the podcast, and he just took me to be nice. I don't know why. And
I needed gas money, cocksucker.
Joey doesn't drive. That's how you know that. So we were there, and his feature act is Butch Escobar, who's a great guy up north. And the funny part about this is, and it makes me laugh every time, is Butch every night would order a chicken sandwich. And then go on stage, and every night Joey would eat about half of the chicken sandwich.
I love that.
And Butch would come back and be like, who ate the sandwich? And Joey would be like, I don't know, man.
There's a goddamn duck in this club.
So that makes me laugh every time. But after one of the shows one night, Butch started talking about, I think it was Redbook. Is that the name of the site? There was a site, because there was a site where you could buy hookers.
Oh, I think that's called Redbox.
No, that's movies, darling.
That should be a hooker site. You got to agree.
That's true. I'm very familiar with Redbox.
Hang on. Give me 1 second. Look up redbook.com.
I know there used to be back pages, but I think that's all gone now.
That's all gone. Yeah, that's all gone.
Unfortunately.
Hilarious.
But they kept teasing. They're like, oh, we're going to get you one. We're going to get you one. And I had just started seeing a girl. I was like, and I was nervous. I like I said with the other story, I was like, I can't. There's no way I'm gonna. I can't sleep with a hooker. I thought it made me a bad person.
Have you ever?
No.
Okay. Still to this day.
That he knows of.
Still to this day.
That he knows of. Because
you're about to marry one.
I guess we'll find out later in the story.
That's hilarious.
So, sleeping is a technical term. So, I'm there. And just to preface, I like being in hotel rooms, and when I get a hotel room, into a hotel room. Like I have my bags everywhere. I always have snacks, of course.
Get out.
I know. My favorite part about getting ready for the flight is getting the snacks before.
I feel like you shower eating Pringles.
I'm not that crazy. But I do I know that it's gonna be too expensive to get snacks there, and I don't always know what the snack situation is gonna be like.
It is very expensive.
So yes. I'm like, let's pre plan.
Hotel and airport snacks are too much.
Yeah. No, I always pack them because on the airplane they usually get in it for San Jose.
In your colon.
That's true. I do. It is cheaper. So I get a call from Joey the next day around lunchtime, and I'm not going to do the impression, but he's like, hey, Butch and I have a friend coming for you. Okay. I'm like, no, please don't do that.
Now, at that time, did you think it was a friend or did you know it was
I don't know the exact word, but he told me, he's like, we got someone coming over for you from like the website. Like, I knew what he was talking about. It wasn't like, oh, we have a girl with it, I know. So I was like, no, please don't do that. He's like, it's coming. She's on her way. So every 30 minutes, I get another call from him. He's like, oh, she's the hottest girl ever. She's going to lick your asshole. Click. and that's how Joey acts. And I'm like, no, no. And so about like 2 hours into this, he's like, she's right around the corner. Butch is going to get her and bring her up to you. I'm like, fuck. So I start cleaning my hotel room.
And your asshole.
I did shower, but I made the bed in the hotel room.
That's so adorable.
That is really sweet.
That's the kind of man you're marrying.
I know.
Yeah.
It warms my heart.
It really does. So I'm cleaning the hotel. I'm getting calls. She's in the lobby. Come and get her. I went down and she wasn't there. And then I come back up to the room. And, like, I think it might have been, like, 5 or 6 o'clock right before we had to meet to go to the show. And he called. He's like, she's not coming. Like, yeah, she canceled. She heard he didn't want to lick her ass. So she left.
How much time has passed from the time
like
he called you?
5 or 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
He does. He keeps
calling. How much
calling.
Stress is that? This guy's ironing curtains in a hotel room.
I'm vacuuming.
He can't sit on the bed because he already made it up. It's like, perfect.
He's now pissing cologne from all the cologne that he drank 4 hours earlier.
I'm packing. And at the show, he's like, she's going to be at the hotel when you get home.
And you thought, of course, cry wolf.
Of course. Because he had gotten me super high.
So at this point in time, you're like, okay, motherfucker, I'm right. sure, whatever.
And it was right at the...
I get it.
Whoever asked about the Stars of Death, that was before the Stars of Death, but he had gotten me so high that he had to, like, him and Butch had to almost carry me back to the hotel. It was on those, I think those gummy bears that you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Goombas Hermanos, big shout out.
I never had a Star of Death, but those gummy bears.
So you bit both ears off?
I ate the whole thing. See, the thing with Joey is everyone else is allowed to take a little bit. With me, I just eat whatever Joey's eating.
He pushes you to the fucking...
Not anyway. It's been a couple of years. But so we get there, and I hear a knock on my door. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Booty about to get licked.
And so Butch had been telling me about it.
It's Joey Diaz in a dress.
I was worried about that. Because he had been telling me...
That's just me again.
Get that asshole out, cocksucker.
I knew you from somewhere. But
you guys are gonna totally fucking. I'm gonna watch this happen
tonight.
So I opened the door, and Butch had been telling me that sometimes they're old women, and I was and I had the experience with the woman with the bandages, so I was nervous.
Oh, wait a minute.
Good callback.
Wait a minute.
Well,
the story.
Is he that smart?
Yeah.
If so, I approve of this wedding.
See, I'm a professional. But so I open the door, and she's not crazy looking, but she's like normal looking.
Okay.
Define normal looking. Yeah. Give me a celebrity that you would be like.
She wasn't binged.
Like Jennifer Garner, but like. If Jennifer Garner's like a 9, she's like a 6.
If Jennifer Garner had a dick.
No, thank God. There's no dick. But she's like, hey, your friends told me to come up. And I'm like, oh, that's great.
How old is she? Ballpark. If you had a guess when you open the door and you guess an age, bang.
No more than 30.
Okay.
Wow, you're
perfect.
Getting lucky.
That's
look
great.
Your situation.
That's fine.
And that's what I was saying. Butch told me like sometimes it's like old ladies, but he's like, don't worry. If she's old, I mean, she's going to be better. And I was like, okay.
How many bandages did she have?
Zero bandages. Bandage free.
Bandage free.
Yeah,
solid.
I know. Trust me.
Okay.
So then? So she's like, your friends told me I should come up. They said you're a great guy. I'm like, okay. So we sit on the bed and we start talking. And she's like, what do you want to do? And I couldn't even talk. I was high on my fucking mind.
You're like, I'm tired from ironing my curtains all morning.
Did you notice the curtains? and I was like, And she's like, and so she just started kissing me. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Prostitutes go in for the kiss on you a lot.
Apparently.
Yeah, because some prostitutes, too, they don't kiss.
Yeah.
You have kissable whore lips.
I really do. Yeah. Look at these lips. Where did the game?
So then she's kissing
me. Kissing me, and she starts unbuttoning my pants, and she gives me a blowjob, which is great.
Nice.
But at that point, like...
As far as I remember.
But that's the thing. I don't know if anything ever bad has happened to you on weed. When your adrenaline goes up, it kind of sobers you up a little bit.
Sure.
So
or
that,
kills your buzz or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever way you want to look at it. So she gives me the blowjob, and she's like, do you want to fuck? And at that point, sober me had come back in. I was like, I can't fuck a prostitute.
So like, had you come with the blowjob?
I was just going to ask.
No, yeah. We need to know that.
I didn't, because she wanted to fuck.
So she got you like really worked up, and then now you're in a frenzy, and she's like, hey, man, you want to fucking
she's like,
try to crush it, and you're like, I don't trust your hermouth. Kick rocks.
Pretty much.
Did you let her finish the blowjob?
No, when I said
did
no,
you
she
come
got
at
mad.
All?
No, I didn't come.
She got mad?
So yeah.
You let her put her mouth on you.
Would you
no,
like
she had
to?
A condom.
Oh, that's worthless.
A condom blowjob?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, get out. Get out. Get
oh, there's
out
no, there's
of
no
my hotel room. I ironed curtains for a condom blowjob?
See,
kick rocks, twat.
There's no way I would have let her do
get
it without
to step
the condom.
In.
There's
I,
no...
I've never.
Never.
I wouldn't. I would rather be like. I want to just.
I'll do it
go,
myself.
You go do your thing.
give me
go try that new Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I'm gonna jerk off and watch ESPN, and then I'm cool.
I'm not doing.
See,
that
a condom blowjob?
That sounds normal. That sounds fun to me.
That's like
you want to suck a tire.
The worst thing I can think. Of.
I'm asking
that
you for your husband.
Tastes
I'm asking
better
you for,
than a penis, to be honest.
You're
with
you. Nuts.
Mama,
nuts.
Felicia knows.
Mama Teeb checking in on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Teeb.
Oh, my mother's.
Oh, good.
She says big guy is lying. Now I don't
Come
know
on,
if she
Mrs.
knows
Teeb.
That everybody doesn't know, but Ken Lofgren says if you know anything about the early days of the church, this is definitely true.
Okay. Oh,
right,
is
right.
that? That's a good question.
Ken
is this
I...
a story you've already told on a on your own podcast?
I don't think so. Maybe at the very beginning.
A very big fan of yours thinks that they've
Wait,
heard
the
story.
Maybe you're just saying this is the style. Of,
okay. I can see it.
You know?
Well, mad. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
I'm just mad at the condom blowjob still.
You're still mad.
I haven't gotten over that.
Hell no.
And so that's
I wouldn't even.
That's like
it's not even on
the
radar.
The still.
It's not even on the radar.
What did you say?
That's like having gum in the wrapper in the whole packaging. And you're just going like,
this tinfoil's delicious. I wonder what's inside of it.
Yeah, but there might be herpes on the outside of
Do you think your dick is flavorful?
It could be.
Because it's not.
I'd like to try to prove it.
Have you tasted it?
Yes. I eat a lot of fruit.
People online are calling for a T-shirt that says Kick Rocks Twat, which was a direct
KRT.
KRT.
That's a good shirt, too.
Yeah.
And all
so,
right.
So that was basically it. She got mad and she left.
Mike,
then,
do you have anything on this?
Yeah. I think there's no way that a dick tastes worse than a condom. I just
well, there's only one way
there.
To find out, Mike. Come on in.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, latex is over like rubber or whatever over a fucking the your dick's probably the cleanest part of your body, really. It doesn't
I mean,
see the doesn't
mine,
see the day.
Mine hasn't seen the light of day for quite a while.
It only touches cotton all day long, you know. So.
See, none of all you skinny people don't know what you're talking about. If you're fat and you're walking around all day in San
you
Jose,
have four taints.
I do. I have three taints at least. Trust me.
Yeah, your penis is in like a humid cave all day.
She knows.
And does nothing but sweat.
Thank
Not
you.
Mine. Mine's mostly in my hand.
Air
all,
right,
all that being said, I feel like the second story just felt too realistic. He had a bunch of. He seemed frustrated about telling certain parts. They felt like real shit that he really didn't like that happened. The first one, he couldn't answer some of the stuff about the details, what she's wearing and shit like that. I don't know. It felt real, the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, it did?
And the condom thing, I don't think
he
probably really did that. It was,
have you ever had anybody, and I know there's no way you've requested it, but a condom for a blowjob?
Oh, no.
No.
Really?
That's why I was like,
I've heard
about?
Friends that have
I've
said
it,
like
yeah.
that may be an option where I was like, oh,
I've heard of girls
she's got to fucking get to stepping.
Yeah, I've heard of girls saying
even,
that.
You remember, what was it, on Players Club or something where they were trying to use the... The silophone, the
oh, the dental
saran wrap
the, yeah.
or whatever, on the girl to eat her out.
Mm.
I've never even seen that.
No,
but yeah, if you put no, but I've heard of girls going, "Oh, I did it, but I put a condom on it first." I'm like, either you're lying or you're just stupid.
That right,
sounds buddy, like a waste of time.
Buddy, see, buddy says sheepskin condom taste is way worse than just regular latex.
Oh, I bet yeah. that would be horrible.
That's actually my go-to condom now.
Sheepskin.
Have you guys had yeah. that Taco Bell Cool Ranch Dorito condom? Delish. Delish.
Are they the sponsor of the podcast? The crushed drink.
Guys, we'll be right back right after this break.
No, you don't want to get all that the residue inside your vagina.
I don't want Look, nothing in nothing.
I don't
I want my
like,
dick in a mouth, and I want everyone to shut the fuck up.
I don't even like to roll the condom and then like touch her boobs. And then I got to kiss boobs, and now I got like, no.
Seriously?
Once I roll it on, I can't. My hands only can touch butt cheeks. Only.
Unless that's
like,
interesting
you're more worried about latex as opposed to ass juice.
And that was his second story. I think that's true. I'm going to say that one's true.
I would say ass probably contradicts the latex. So, like, it would kind of neutralize.
No, but
the latex.
I'm not biting her booty, so I'm just holding it. I just don't want the condom residue from my fingers to get where I'm going to kiss later.
See, that's what I mean. Wouldn't having the lube and latex taste in your mouth be way grosser than just a clean, regular dick?
That's exactly what we're saying right now.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you that, guys, something. If a girl, if you come in her mouth, will you then kiss her?
Yeah. I'll do it right now. Live on this show. Live on this show. I will prove that I will do that.
That's my wife you're talking about.
My bad, and now it's a weird threesome.
That's right.
What were you going to say, Deshaun?
Depends on the woman.
I would...
No, I'm very. Some I'll be like, taken. If she comes, I'll feel offended. Like, are you serious?
That's
rude.
I definitely would. I would.
If I like you,
and what do you mean by kiss? You mean like a peck on the lips, or
like mouth,
or like a prostitute kiss?
Yeah, like no, they know how to
you,
do it.
Will you kiss her? Because I think that's so. Thank you. I think it's so fucked
but
up.
But then I'm never talking to her again.
If you will come in a chick's mouth and then you won't kiss her, that's fucked up.
No, I would never not do that.
If I like you, if we. If you're just a random, no. And you know you are. Like, if we met at the comedy store at
I'm not coming
podcast.
In a random's mouth without a condom, right, guys?
Dorito
we'll be
flavor.
Right back
and
right
if
after
she's
this
sucking
break.
It like she wants me to come in her mouth. She wants this. I didn't ask for the kiss.
No, we want this.
Yeah, I didn't want it too, but I don't want the kiss, though.
That's fucked up.
If we didn't kiss before, we definitely not kissing after.
Well, yeah, dude, but kissing before... And
yeah,
then
okay, let me tell you. Then I only will. If I kiss you before, I'm probably gonna kiss you after. I don't kiss.
I'll make out with a girl with cum in her mouth. That's not even my cum. That's how down I am for the women's movement, guys. Hashtag me too.
Jess, check. I would rather kiss the girl after my cum was in there than if she had a mouthful of fucking lube and latex flavor.
Oh yeah, totally.
There you go.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Right.
Now what if she was given a blowjob? You didn't cum. But you had just been, you know, she'd been sucking on your dick.
Yeah.
Would you then kiss her after that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
With no cum?
Yeah.
I'll kiss a bitch with my dick in her mouth. While you're blowing me, I'll make out with him.
He'd suck his own dick if he could.
I wouldn't even be here if I could suck my own dick. I'd be doing somersaults all down
You'd
Sunset.
You'd kiss a chick with Lee's dick in her mouth.
I mean, it depends on the chick.
He's going to have his condom also. Why not?
I don't make it happen.
But would you?
What?
So, look, she's been sucking on your penis. You didn't come.
When you call it a penis, I'm like, no. You call it a penis. Ew.
I know.
Now, she's sucking on my dick. That's different.
She's sucking on your, sucking on your pee-pee. Right? And then she goes to
this complete whore is gobbling cum and sucking her flaccid penis.
You know, she's getting you charged up.
If I like her, yes. I only kiss if I like, though.
See, black men are like this.
That's racist. I don't kiss everybody.
No, they are.
How do you go without kissing?
I'm black. I just have a big birthmark.
So you go straight to sex without any making out?
Have
or
I done it before? Yeah, absolutely.
God damn it. Can you teach me? How do you do that? How do you go straight to fucking? I can't even imagine that. That's the lie.
Wait,
the lie right there.
When you have a hooker, they make you kiss first.
See, ask Bill Cosby.
Like I said, I haven't slept with a hooker.
But they've all kissed you in the mouth. That's what I found funny, that you kissed the hooker. Well, they kissed you.
Well, one, I didn't know that she was a hooker first.
It's something. In
one with
mind.
A concussion.
Yeah,
and
it's in your mind. One that was just late. You're already gonna stick your penis in her vagina.
Still.
Everything else, like. What does it matter?
What?
If you're going to stick your dick in her vagina.
Big time.
Right? Yeah. You're going to do that. Everything else, why does it even fucking matter? You've already put your dick in her twat.
Now, let me ask you this then. Let me just real quick then. Would you use someone else's toothbrush that you're sleeping with?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
I did it this morning.
That's absolutely disgusting to me.
I broke into somebody's house and used their toothbrush today. Are you kidding?
I literally put my face in
your
vagina.
I didn't even fuck that guy.
Yeah. And then be like... Use my toothbrush. Ugh, you nasty whore. I will be. Actually, probably might not even talk to you anymore because I think
you're
dirty.
I agree with you on that one.
You guys are so stupid.
Yeah. Ken says, man, these Friday episodes get off the rails.
No. I mean, that's a good point. Let's get right back to it. Okay.
Yes.
Story one.
Yeah.
Story two.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, story two
for you. Your first one was Buck Wild.
Okay.
So let's see how this one goes.
Okay. Should I go with sex?
Talk about
I'm using a toothbrush. It's 1997.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, so I'm at, where am I at?
Already a lie.
What is this? What is this?
I got already a lie. A lie is what it is.
You got to think about what story you're going to tell. You can't just tell them all. You only got two. So I'm on the road. I'm in upstate, like Pennsylvania, doing
what year is this?
Oh, no, 11. 11 or 12.
Okay. Yep. Because, right when you met Joey Diaz.
That's yep. True. I was doing.
What the fuck is your gum doing on there?
Not in my mouth.
You said cum, right? Kiss him. He's got cum in his mouth.
I was on the road, and I had met this dude that was going to be my college agent, and who's terrible. I never worked with
him. To book you in colleges.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people know.
And then I had told him, I was like, yo, I don't have the money to showcase, you know, to do
Yeah, to do the knock,
who has that type of money? He was like, well, bet, go up to here, do these ski trips, take that money, bet. All right, so we get there. The first night, they have like a little costume party. And these three girls, when I tell you, were beautiful. Oh, drop dead gorgeous.
On an LA scale, were they?
They was
gorgeous. LA 9 is a Iowa 6.
So then they was just gorgeous. Other way around.
Other way around.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're hot in like Iowa.
They all get made out with cum in their mouth.
Yeah. Of course.
So
now you see how difficult it is for me.
The night is young. I didn't even have a watch on, and you're still going to get it.
And you're going to get kissed afterwards.
Let's not go too far. Who knows?
So, I'm going to be a pawbearer at your wedding.
Isn't that the funeral?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the three girls, we sitting there after the show. Yeah. We talk in, we chit-chat, we start having drinks. So it's free drinks. You know, once they pay, they get everything's free.
Yep.
You're a smooth talker.
It's free.
I know, but you are a smooth talker.
Thank you. So we drink in.
You gonna let your bitch do that?
The one
right in front of her face.
I was a little jealous for you.
Thank you for noticing.
I was like, damn, that made my face hot.
We did laughs together, and he knows how to talk.
Side note:
do you have something to tell me?
I have knocked down.
You didn't mention Deshaun when we went through the lists.
No, the lists. I would.
Do you
want to
spit that out of your mouth before we kiss?
Deshaun. So we're talking. The one of the friend gets really drunk. So they're like, help us get her back to the room, our room. I'm like, all right, bet. Yeah. So we get her into bed, and then the other two were like, well, there's no reason to like leave right now. You're already here. So we start having more drinks. One was like, hey, let me go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right. So when she goes to the bathroom, the other one starts kissing on me. Starts kissing on my neck. And then you know how I feel about the kissing, but I'm like, she has a dope body. All right, just deal with it.
I love to kiss, though. See, that's why I hate when guys don't like to kiss.
Yeah, I like to kiss, too.
Oh. No, because my eyes are open.
Why don't you like to kiss so much?
That was such a real moment where he's like, oh, my God,
I don't
like to kiss. He really, that was adorable.
See his eyes open up?
I felt that. I was like, should I just move away?
Because normally he's like this. Back. He said, I love to kiss, and his eyes got wide open.
It's a love connection here on the Liars Club.
I do. I like to kiss, so I hate when guys are like that.
So, but I will. I did it for a little bit. Then I go to the neck, boob, you know, try to get the clothes off.
Nice.
But when I'm like on her boob, the friend walks out completely naked.
Wow. So
I'm like, yo. In my head, I'm like, this is about to go down.
Yeah.
How could it not?
What city? What city?
This is in like upstate Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Now, real quick, somebody has already said no one goes to upstate PA.
Yeah.
And Ken Lofgren wants to know why would you even go to upstate PA?
So their hotel rooms don't even have bathrooms.
He was doing a showcase.
I was performing for the ski trips. Remember the ski trips to make the money so I could do the colleges.
Okay.
So I could do the showcase for the colleges. So that's why. Yes, it's no one goes up there. Like at the Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, now that's low hanging fruit right there, buddy.
That's
come
where
on,
they're at.
Man. Nah.
Is there skiing in Scranton, Pennsylvania?
I don't freaking think so.
Brian
we can't
Dennis.
Google on this show. We're not allowed.
Oh. That's you, really? Yahoo.
You bing it.
bing yeah. Just look up the information. So she walks out the hotel, not the hotel, walks out the bathroom. She's naked. So as I'm on titty, the other girl's titty, she comes over, starts kissing her friend. So then I start fingering and now sucking this titty.
Nice.
Pretty much, don't have to tell you all the details. I didn't tell you the threesome went down. Like, so as I'm like fingering, sucking titty.
We got plenty of time.
And the friend, and I was like, you know, I don't know if you ever had this moment where you're like, I'm just going to go for it. So I grabbed the one friend and just literally, I don't even like be nice. I'm just like, she starts sucking me.
Condom, no condom.
Absolutely. absolutely not. An air piece. I don't think there's a condom in the room.
Well, great. She's not going to get any kisses that night now.
Oh, no.
God.
I kissed her already. In the neck. Because so she's doming me. It's amazing. Then the other one, like, tries to sit on my face. Not having that because I don't know you yet. Like, God, I might go wrong, but you're not going to sit on my face.
I'm the totally opposite.
Yeah, I was you can sit on my face, but I'm not going to go wrong.
Once I know you, this is a no-go. Complete stranger, plop it down, idiot.
Now, if you'd have waited until tomorrow, I knew you. Yeah, you can sit on my face tomorrow. That's different. I know you. So when she tries, I push her off. Then I stop her from sucking, turn around, start smashing her. Then she comes around, and then the girl starts eating her out. When I'm about to bust, I bust, pull out, bust on everybody.
What drugs is everybody on?
Just alcohol.
So as far as you know,
Yeah, I don't know if they took drugs or not.
If this is true, which it isn't, I have an answer. If this is true, there's no way these two idiots are not jacked up on some sort of drugs.
Maybe. But when you're young, too, they were probably college.
They were probably about college.
Right. And when you're in a city like that, nothing going on, I mean, you should have seen the shit that went down in the trailer.
They've never even seen a black guy before. And they're like, we got to capitalize on this.
This is not from
the area. This guy's a smooth talker.
Right.
And he hates condoms.
They get bussed in from other places. They get bussed in from, like, Baltimore, Jersey, stuff like that.
Who's they? What do you mean, who does?
The people that I'm performing for.
Oh, okay. So it's like a vacation. Yeah. I got you.
So, like, they pay for, that's why the drinks.
You're at a whole Shazam.
Yeah, you pay everything up front. So it's like all-inclusive.
All-inclusive, yeah.
There you go. So when we get there, oh, anyway, let's get back to the jizzing. So
hold on, did you
story of my life.
But did you fuck both of them?
Yes.
Because you just said that you flipped the girl around.
I came.
And you came.
I didn't finish the story.
Okay.
I was going to say, one come, if it's a threesome, you keep going.
Oh, you can get hard extremely fast when there's more titties in the room. Guaranteed.
I'd like to subscribe to your pamphlet, sir.
We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back right after this break.
You really do, though.
Okay.
So you hit the one from the back. She's eating her friend out. You pull out, you come. And this is funny. I don't know if this is a race thing or not, but a lot of black girls don't like you to come in their face. And now I am a shooter. This is
especially on a bus. Trust me.
Felicia.
I know I can shoot. So when I pull out, I know it's going to hit the face. It always does.
What black guy can't shoot? Let's be honest, right, guys?
It's already halfway there.
It's already halfway there.
So it gets in her face, and I'm thinking she's going to be upset a little bit, but her friend kissed it off. It was all good, and she sucked me.
They were really into it.
Oh, yeah. They might have been like on Ecstasy or something, now as you said that.
Host editor says, now, is this an Amish lady and a coal miner's wife that you're talking about?
No, I don't think there's black
and
Amish people.
Buddy C. Buddy said, now, this is a black ski trip that you were on? He said he's not familiar.
Yes, these are all black. Well, not all black. Mostly black people. They came from Baltimore. How many were you from Baltimore?
About 11.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them are cops.
Exactly. And then, in fact, real side note, the first night was the first time I had been booed before I got on the mic.
Why? Wow. Mm. Why?
They didn't, because so they had the DJ already playing music and they were dancing.
Oh.
So he stopped it.
Oh, yeah.
I had told him.
Do it.
That's
so he goes, we're going to have comedy. Boo!
That was a very interesting, honest tag to that story.
If
that's a lie, that would seem real as shit. So either he's fabricating a story
that's
his lie, but that last shit he said was real as shit.
Yeah, that was definitely
Well. They booed me before I got on the mic. And then like they kept booing while I walking to the mic.
Yeah.
So then I had to like go at it the whole time with them back and forth because...
And sure, sure.
Yeah, like you guys suck as human beings, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Ken Lofgren, for one, does not believe Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's the top button.
Are you going to let him talk to you like that, Carlton?
Ken, you and I are going to have some talking to do. Talking some shit all night, Ken.
Okay, so that was your story. What was the ending then?
So I smash both, fall asleep, get up in the morning, go back to my room.
I'm confident in everything.
You are already made
up
your mind.
I definitely am always excited. One of my favorite segments of the show is the recap. And then I'm going to fire off. But
let's see him recap.
And do I get a vote as well?
Yes, okay. Of course you do. Yeah.
Jason, I see what you're saying. Didn't it start to feel more legit toward the end? It started off real spotty compared to the comfort of the first story.
I totally agree with you, Mike.
Yeah, so
totally
it felt real there toward the end. And you're right, if this is the lie, something like it happened, or there's some stuff you can't really make up. It's too real.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys, there's no way in my mind that Deshaun has not had a threesome with those ladies.
I don't think that that's not true.
Right. Okay. We agree on that then.
I was I was in a ninesome the other day. And those guys were not kind.
All right, let's recap it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Deshaun's first story. Back when he was at Cal State Fullerton, he meets a girl at the FJC, not to be confused with the JCC, and they go with her sister to see Kings of Comedy when suddenly the girl starts telling him about all the time she got her ass whooped, and it was a lot. Which, I want to remind everybody, that story was all over the place.
But
I mean,
the sister didn't go with us to the movie theater.
Didn't go with, but she, see, that's why I was so confused, because I knew she was in the story somewhere, but that's what kind of makes me think that story's a lie, because there was just so much detail. Like, it was almost seemed like if I throw so much crap in there.
But I also feel like if that's a true story or a fabricated story, I think a lot of women can learn a lot from that story. We'll be right back right after this break.
His second story, he was on the road, and he met this guy that was going to book him at some colleges. So he goes to do a showcase at a ski trip in upstate PA where I have never heard of anybody skiing ever. And they go to this club. There he meets a hot chick. They're drinking for free, or she's drinking for free. And it leads to a threesome with
three hot chicks.
Three hot chicks.
She's drinking for three.
She's drinking for three for free, and it leads to a threesome with all these hot chicks. There's titties everywhere and ass, and it just so happened to happen in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which seems very unlikely to me.
Dunder Mifflin.
That
Dunder
Mifflin. Michael Scott never got in on any of these.
Dunder Mifflin.
On The Office. So.
Okay. So, what did you say?
Let's vote.
That was it.
Let's vote.
Okay. I have my decision.
I am going to vote that the first story is a lie.
See, we're
yes. You're compatible.
Because it's like
you
the...
should put a condom on and spray it right down her throat, which is really just in your condom, and there's no point in all of that. All right,
I got it in my pocket.
Because of the comedy rules of three, I think that that's why he put the three. And I think he's definitely had a threesome, and it probably was in a weird place like Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I believe that I'm very hopeful that there is a woman that learned this many lessons in her life. So I tend to lean that way. But fuck me, man. Just to be a contrarian, I will say the first story is true. But there's no way a woman has been knocked out five different times in her life. I'm going to go with you guys. You're right. Because I'd rather be right than comfortable.
Okay.
And
so you're with us,
story
then.
Two is true. Especially because that last detail, he really knew. Story one is like, you know, it felt a little, like Mike was saying, a little all over the place with how many reasons this chick got knocked out. There's many reasons that, I don't want to make this about
Wait,
that.
But don't you feel like they were so well recounted and specific? Like, if he was making them up, they seemed like very unique, well
But he had all day to
situations.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
He had all week.
This question just in, fresh from the Big Apple, the co-queen of the Liars Club herself, Felicia Michaels, checking in. Hey. How old?
I'm right here.
Well, that's true. How old is Deshaun now, and how old was he when you went to see the Kings of Comedy?
Okay, I'm Nat today. As of today, I'm 39.
Okay.
And
you look great for 39.
Thank you. Okay, I remember
I'm
came
13.
Out on my, it came out on my birthday, but that's not when I went to go see it with the girls. So I was in my 20s. I was in college. I don't know the exact age. So it had to be around, God dang.
2011, you were saying?
No, that was the second story.
Oh.
So whenever... Oh, I don't know. I was in college. I was in my 20s.
Hmm. Lack of detail. Interesting. Yeah. There's your answer, Felicia. Real quick, T, was your answer that you thought the first story was a lie?
Second. I'm going second.
No, you think the first story is a lie.
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So promo motion.
Oh, it's a lie. It's a lie.
Promo
lie,
motion was a little confused. He's going with the first story being true and the Dunder Mifflin threesome being the lie.
I'm going that route also.
I had a feeling you might, Michael. Yeah. I had a feeling you might. Why, though?
It seemed he got off to such a strange start with the upstate Pennsylvania story. It felt like he was trying to piece it together on the fly. I know the end felt very realistic, but that whole thing we
one of the
had,
most confused I've been doing this show is both of your stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They both sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to wait for the recap to really have an opinion on it.
And that made you think the second.
I guess I'm going yeah. First
and a lot
true.
Of times people like to get the lie out of the way. And Deshaun seems like that kind of guy to me. Like he would just want to go ahead
offended
and
or not, Deshaun.
Get it over with.
Get the lie out of the way. And so
let me
could,
just lie
yeah.
to this bitch hot quick.
Yeah, I love kissing.
So that's what. Yeah,
I love kissing. I love condoms.
So
of
do we have our votes? And you think first story?
I agree with
is
you.
A lie.
I agree with right. you.
First story lie.
It's a lie. It's a lie because. I knew at the beginning of the second story that it was real because you got angry thinking about that agent. You were like, I'm never going to work with him again. He was a cheater. So, like, you got
yeah,
real
angry.
Yeah,
but it could be that all that's true and then just the threesome's not.
But that happens. But that coupled with the
let me
thing
sing
at
your
the
wedding.
End of the show, wouldn't that kind of lead you to believe maybe the second is true?
Yes, I think the second. I believe that he had
what's your guess?
A night that I would kill myself over. Like, that was, like that's the best night of my life.
Michael almost swayed me because sometimes when we're in sync, we always, you know, we tend to hit the nail on
the head. Sway each other
when
no one's around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't know. That first story was just a little too all over the place for me. Felicia Michael just checked in. The real one, she says that the first story
you.
Is a lie.
Yeah, first, okay. She's with us then.
What's so,
yeah.
the truth?
First story is absolutely real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes me so happy. Yeah.
Dude, I got it right.
Literally,
I never
the went. Chick been knocked out. And I remember them. I don't remember a lot of that night, but I do remember those stories because it was so disgusting.
Of course.
Like, you've been knocked out 5 times.
How didn't you marry this woman?
Stop punching people in the face.
God damn it, Deshaun.
Now.
That second story, the other stuff was true in the outside, and the middle part was fake, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, good question. Is there any part of your second story that was rooted in truth?
Yes.
Okay. What part was it?
So you want to know the truth and the lie in the second story?
The bombing was true.
No, just in the second. No, just in the second
I
story.
The bomb. I got booked.
In the second story, what part of that was true? No threesome? No what?
The threesome didn't happen.
You had a threesome, you just didn't have
oh,
a gag?
I had lots of threesomes, just never there.
Lots of threesomes.
I wasn't doing stand-up, but I had a threesome in a hotel with a bunch
a story,
of twats.
Because I had one after the ha-ha, the old ha-ha night. Literally, I was on stage and two chicks were like, yo, we want to go to your house tonight.
God damn it.
Oh, the ha-ha, okay.
I should have told that one, because let me tell you this. So there was the skinny chick and the thick chick.
Nice.
So I'm starting to hit the skinny chick first, and her like booty bone was like hitting me hard. And I was like,
so
oh, this is hurting.
Thicker chicks,
so I stopped, and I started hitting the
you knocked her
chick.
Out.
And then so when I bust with the thick chick, I was done just because I was like, I can't do that again. The skinny one gets mad at me. Literally, she's like, I'm done with you. I'm about to go call my boyfriend, and he's going to show me what good dick's all about. And I was like, well, whatever.
Kick rocks, twat.
And she walked out mad. I was like, I just busted a nut all over you and your friend. You don't even know my name.
I really loved this female positive show today,
yeah.
So I want to say thank you, guys.
Oh, wait, real fast, too. The thick chick texted me the next day and said, if we want to hang out, just know we got to be friends because I'm not that type of girl.
Really?
I told 12 jokes. You had my dick in your mouth.
Your body literally
later.
Just made a question mark.
Yeah, he did that.
I should have told that story. Should have told that story because you wouldn't have believed that.
We'll talk after. I need to hear all your threesome stories.
All right. Let's recap. I hate you, let's Deshaun. Go. And let's recap, Lee.
Great job. You tricked all of us.
Yeah.
Except for Mike.
Can I look away? I feel like I'm going to give it away.
And then, let's do Lee Syatt's recap, please.
All right. Lee's first story came from the night that he met Joey Diaz. And
that's right. Goddammit.
It was at Ha Ha on Lancashire and NoHo. Late at night, a lady walks up all bandaged up like a mummy.
I'm going to give it away.
She's talking crazy, and suddenly Joey vanishes into the night as he's known to do. Now, this was back when Lee was nerdy and before he was cool Lee that Jessica's all
before
into
the font
now.
Showed up.
Yeah. And this lady was even hitting on nerdy Lee. So it was like, he's like, I'm in.
She
I'm
clearly has head damage.
The bandage. So they went down to a bar called Skinny, and she strongly squeezed
which
his
is
hand.
Ironic.
They're drinking and talking. She kissed him and asked him for $500, but he was a little kiss thief and said he never pays. Then hightailed it out of the bar.
Yes.
His second story, this is the first time he goes on the road with Joey. He's just along for the ride, and Butch Escobar's Joey's opener. They get settled in the hotel room, and the next night, Joey calls him and says that he's sending up a Red Book hooker over to Lee's room. 6 hours later, he tells him she's not coming and feeds him a ton of gummies. Suddenly, there's a rap at the door, and it's a gorgeous prostitute. She gives him mouth love, but he psyched himself out mid-love, and he kicked her out right in the middle of the beach.
This is also a tough one.
Yes.
Any thoughts, any questions before we take a guess?
My hands are sweating.
No, let's guess.
All right, let's guess. Yeah, we're running out of time.
This condom thing makes me want to go, that's the fake one. But
I think the first story is true.
I'm leaning that way myself.
Me too.
But I am so fucking close. I would not be shocked either which way. I can see Joey bouncing. I can see him back then being like, oh, this girl wants to go to this bar and get
absolutely.
A drink, and then find out
the skinny's
she's
just walking distance
and
from that, the old haha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, right? And that is right there. And I think the other story is too fast-forwarded. You know what I mean? I don't think Joey would string him along that long.
And I can't see
I think if, I know Joey, like, if Joey thought he needed to get hooked up and Joey actually was dealing with a prostitute or something, he wouldn't make him wait 8 hours.
When the hooker gave you head with a condom on, was she fully dressed?
Probably not. Probably took her shirt off.
Hey, her throat was. Who's with me? Guys, like we'll be right back right after this.
I'm changing my answer.
Okay.
Oh, why?
Just, I don't know, the way that he answered that right there.
You think, so what do you think?
Just because, like, we're having a talk.
I think that the first story is a lie.
Okay.
You're hoping because you're marrying this guy.
Yeah. Well,
no,
wouldn't I rather prefer the first story be true?
No, she,
I
maybe,
think
you'd
rather hope.
Freak. Yeah.
Somebody paid for the hooker in the second story?
Yeah. Yeah, Joey mm-hmm. and...
So you wasted his money.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, he got a half a blowjob.
Yeah.
I think it's better than nothing.
You can't call... You, listen, I don't know what to call it. You didn't get that. You had something happen to you.
Real quick, Joey Diaz expert, Felicia Michaels, the real one, checking
in
again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She says Joey does disappear.
Ah!
Yeah,
she said,
I know that, too.
I don't believe Joey would actually send a prostitute. First story,
I agree
true.
With that, too. I go first story, true. Felicia Michaels agrees with Felicia Michaels.
I was saying first story is a lie. I'm going back because I got to go with Felicia on that one. She
I don't.
Thank you.
If you said she's the pro, I so bad want to say the other one, though.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm sticking with mine.
You're going two. You're going one with me.
I'm guessing which
one is
fake.
No, no, no. We picked the lie. So you keep doing that and you're going to make me.
We'll be right back. Right after this.
So which one is the lie? I think. Yeah.
So I think that then the second story is a lie.
Okay.
And you think?
I think the first story is a lie.
I think the second story is true. Second story true for me in here.
That's not what we do on this show, asshole!
Lie! What is the lie?
What's the lie? The lie is the first story. I think.
First one.
Okay.
So
no,
he says first. You says first is a lie?
I say first is
true.
So first, 1, 2, 1.
God damn it. Everybody right now, please tell me which one you think is the lie.
Guys, let's start the whole show over. Okay. Welcome to the lie.
Yes, okay.
What do we call this?
The lie.
Which one? Let's vote. Jason, which one do you think is the lie?
I think the second story with Joey getting a hooker is a lie.
Okay. Deshaun, which one do you think is a lie?
I kind of want to go with that one, but...
Okay.
Wait. What did the other host say?
Felicia said that the second story is a lie. Because she doesn't believe that Joey would send a hooker up to Lee's room.
I don't feel like a prostitute would just walk away without getting it.
I don't feel like Joey would get one
two
in that fashion.
Go with,
if Joey was to get a prostitute, it wouldn't
like
be in that fashion.
He would just send her up and he wouldn't even know.
You messed me
I don't need
saying,
you wasting my money, cocksucker.
Men like to get the lie out first. Now that's what's messing with my head. But that second one, I'm going to go two.
Okay.
Two is the lie?
Yeah, two is
the
lie.
Now, Mike, which one do you think is the lie?
Well, Deshaun just fucked me up on it, kind of, but I'm going to stick to my guns with number one being a lie.
All right,
you're with me then.
Yeah.
What do you think, Austin?
I still also think that his first story or second story is a lie.
Yeah, you're going with me.
But
yeah,
wait, are you cheap
you're going
or
both
you
Felicias.
Like to spend a lot of money?
You're going with both
I'm
Felicias.
I'm Felicias.
You're cheap?
Yeah.
The Felicia girl.
You're what?
See, now I'm nervous.
I'm cheap, yeah.
Cheap
because
date?
If you're cheap, you wouldn't leave your card at the bar.
No, that was a mistake.
Yeah, but he was
cheap. He was very confused
by pussy.
I've been
he ain't around girls too much, and now he's dazzled. And, like, he'll do some dumb shit. I get that.
I'm going to stick with mine, but I don't.
Okay, all right.
All right, Lee,
reveal,
what is it?
The reveal.
First one's completely true.
Oh, so I'm right.
The second one is true up until the point where I come back and she's there. He did.
Felicia, thank you.
He did tell me.
Felicia, thank you.
The Felicia girls rocked it.
He did call. He did keep calling me every like half hour, telling me she was coming. But and I did clean my room, but she never came.
Because I was like, no hooker just gonna walk out of
room.
Room like that.
Clean his room.
Fuck.
Yes.
Fuck you, Lee.
I didn't think.
Fuck you.
See, I kind of felt like when he was telling the blowjob thing, he saw the sadness in Jessica's eyes, where she was like, "Oh, not my husband getting the blowjob," and he's like, "No,
hooker.
I pulled out. I didn't let her finish."
Like, what hooker is gonna just be like, "Well, no,
that would be she's already got paid, probably."
Yeah,
what? Yeah, that would.
Yeah,
been...
a hooker that already got paid that doesn't have to do her job.
Yeah,
that's the one that's like, "I'm out."
I got it right though. That's all that matters.
All right, you guys have been real shitheads tonight, so thank you for making me wrong both times.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
Where can we follow you guys? Because we got to wrap this baby up.
You can follow me at Deshaun Ross Comedy. That's D-S-E-A-N Ross Comedy. So it's like Deceen Ross Comedy.
My name is Lee Syatt. L-E-E-S-Y-A-T-T.
Syatt Wellington. But...
Syatt.
Yeah.
At the Teeb on Twitter. Follow me on Punch Drunk Sports with Ari Shaffir, Sam Tripoli, and then 92.7 The Pod that I do with my good friend Portia Bartholomew. And everybody else, suck it.
All right, Mike.
Follow me at High Five Michael on Instagram, and watch for dates for the live shows for Liars Club at the Ice House and the Comedy Store.
Which I actually have a couple right here.
There we go.
We're not. I don't know that we're going to be at the Ice House September
13th.
No, yeah.
It's Friday the 13th. Why would we be there? Right. That'd be stupid. So we'll do the Comedy Store shows, Belly Room here, September 25th, October 29th. We'll start announcing guests. Make sure you guys plan to be here. Ken Lofgren, drive your ass down here.
All your dates should be lies.
I'll tell you, for the first one, we have
December 9th, we'll be at the International Space Station.
And by the way, Ken, you were wrong on both of mine. So,
oh, man.
I will the first show that we have coming up, Ngaio, is going to be here. Ngaio Bealum, who was on Cooking on High. He was the weed expert. And he's great. He was my roommate up in Sacramento, and I'm really excited he's coming down to do the show.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice. You lived with a man before?
Oh, you gave hookers kisses to the mouth.
I didn't know she was a hooker at the time.
It doesn't make it less hookery.
All right, hold on. And quick, where
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. Follow us at Liars Club on Liars _ Club on Twitter, The Liars Club 1 on Instagram, at Felicia Michaels, everything. Yes. Check out her Amazon documentary, Pervs. And I think, well, I don't know. I probably shouldn't say anything yet, but
everybody
something
unfollow.
Else very special is coming to Amazon.
Yeah.
We should probably save it. But
okay.
Save it.
Yeah, we'll let her announce
it. Oh, we got a new cartoon, though, featuring Bert Kreischer.
Yes.
Nice.
So please go to our Twitter, our Instagram, Jess Wellington 2, The Austin Walker, Liars Club. All those all have the new Bert Kreischer animation.
Yes.
Like it, share it, love
please.
It.
Please. Also, just take a break real quick and from the Comedy Store YouTube and go and subscribe to the Liars Club YouTube, and we'll leave you alone with that. Thank you, guys. Follow me at Jess Wellington 2, and you have been lied to. Yeah, it gets